As you follow along in our service this morning, you now should come to an image, the anastasis icon of the resurrection. Icons are religious images, paintings, actually, that are used extensively in the Orthodox tradition. And by extension, we also appreciate them in many other Christian traditions. They're a kind of stylized imagery. They are always in two dimensions in order that they not offend God by the prohibition against graven images in the Ten Commandments. Icons always have certain elements or details in them, depending upon the scene or the saint or the image that is being portrayed. And in that sense, they carry a kind of transcendent meaning. The imagery opens us up into a deeper knowledge, into a deeper relationship with the subject that is being portrayed, which is the irony that they are in fact somewhat flat in two dimensions, at least on the page or the panel, but they are three dimensions as they open up God's grace into our hearts. So this icon of the resurrection is the one that is most widely used by our Orthodox brothers and sisters to depict the Easter Day story of the resurrection. And it's a little ironic in that it is not Jesus at the tomb. It does not depict the women or the guards or any of the details in the gospel accounts of Easter Day. Rather, it depicts our Lord Jesus Christ descending to the dead, descending to hell, as the creeds reference, and his rescuing the righteous souls who have been asleep in death, and now on this day before Easter Day, are being raised with Jesus. So if you look at the image and if you follow along, you'll see that there are first in the background two kind of sets of rocks or mountains. This is depicting the earthquake that opened up the graves at the day of resurrection. In the center is Jesus, of course, in white robes. And as you can see, he's depicted going down and his robes are kind of billowing in the wind upwards. He is standing not on a cross, although they form a cross. He is standing on the gates of hell, the doors to hell, which have been knocked off their hinges and thrown down to the ground. Behind Jesus, to his right, stand the Old Testament kings and judges, standing there kind of peacefully about watching the scene. And to his left, on the other side, are the prophets and the holy men and women of the Old Testament who look on, also watching this scene. The most important figures, though, are the ones that are being raised up out of their tombs. On Jesus' right is Adam, and on Jesus' left is Eve, the first two people, created by God, the first two people created by God to have died. And there they are being literally awakened from death and brought up out of their graves by Jesus. But you notice one significant detail in this icon, and all icons of the resurrection, all icons of the Anastasis have this detail. It's very important. Jesus is grabbing Adam and Eve by their wrists. In other words, it is not their will that is raising them from their dead. It is not their own desire or their own energy. It is the faith and the power of Jesus Christ who has gone down to where they are and has grabbed them, rescued them literally by the arms, and is pulling them up to new life with God. It's a very different kind of way of looking at resurrection, because often we think of resurrection much as we heard in Matthew's gospel, that the stone is rolled away, the tomb is empty, and the women who now who have witnessed this and seen this and then see Jesus go to proclaim his resurrection. But in this kind of image, the image of the resurrection from our Orthodox tradition, it is a very energy of Jesus Christ grabbing us all, really, by the hands, by the wrists, and pulling us into new life, even perhaps if we're not so ready or so willing or so able to go into new life ourselves. I was thinking of this image a lot over these last few weeks of difficulty and worry and threat of illness and disease and death as presented by this virus, the COVID-19 virus. And I was thinking and reflecting about the comfort that faith brings us, but also the realization that we really aren't going to be able to rescue ourselves by our own strength. It's going to be by the power of God that grabs us, ironically, by our hands, those hands and wrists which we have been washing and washing and washing over and over again. It's going to be God, through Jesus Christ, who takes hold of us and brings us through this to new life, who brings us through this even when we don't know necessarily where we're going or how it's going to end or when this will end. But nonetheless, the assurances of God's hands through Jesus Christ reaching out to us and bringing us forth into hope and to faith and to new life with him.